Okay, and we are going to do case number 23-043.
043. What is that?
Is that 83?
No.
043, that's...
It's 083.
Yeah.
No, that's crossed off.
Oh, 83, I'm sorry.
083, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yep, they're out in the hallway, we gotta go get them.
Do you have the full agenda just then?
Oh, it's this one, okay, yeah. 083, my apologies.
083.
Yes, ma'am, it is right here on after...
Oh, this one, yeah. Four more cases. So they must have double booked this room.
Just have a seat here, please. Thank you.
What town do you live in?
All right.
What town do you live in, ma'am?
Meriden, Connecticut.
We'll do that from now on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Issuing authority, please state your name, your record, for the record, issuing the witnesses you have and their positions.
Yes, sir. Detective John Femi, representing the issuing authority, Chief Roberto Rosato. My witnesses today will be Sergeant Matthew Hartline and Police Service Technician, Mr. John Williams.
Thank you.
Hartline spelled just like it sounds?
H-A-R-T-L-I-N-E.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you may proceed.
Do you want an opening statement, or do you want me to call witnesses?
Opening statement, if you have one.
The issuing authority stands by its decision to deny appellant her permit on grounds of suitability based on a history of serious violence, issues with alcohol, and also an untruthful and inaccurate answer on her permit questionnaire.
Okay. You have a brief opening statement, if you'd like, just a sentence or two about what you know?
Yes, I want the...
And keep your voice up, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was back in 2018, with the domestic, with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
When I was filling out the application, I asked a question about if we had a restraining order. I've had put no, because I thought it was within time.
You have to speak up, it's very hard for us to hear.
So I had put no on the part that I put, that they asked restraining order. We had one at the time.
Okay, sir, you may proceed.
I'd like to call Sergeant Matthew Hartline, please. Sergeant Hartline, could you inform the board a little bit about your law enforcement background, please?
Sergeant Matthew Hartline, I'm employed by the City of Meriden for the last 9 years, and a supervisor for the past four. I spent some time with the DEA, approximately 9 months, currently assigned to the Accident Investigation Squad. I also currently run the Police Service Technician unit that we have. I'm also part of the accreditation process, as well as the grant application process of the Meriden Police Department.
In the course of your duties as a Meriden police officer, do you recognize the appellant?
I do.
Would you tell the board why you recognize the appellant?
In 2018, I was called to Mid-State Medical Center in Meriden, which is Harper Hospital, to investigate a stabbing of a male victim. The appellant was there with the male victim, who at the time was her boyfriend. Subsequently, through the investigation, it was determined that the appellant had stabbed her boyfriend in the chest with a kitchen knife and was arrested for felony domestic assault.
Did the appellant stab her boyfriend anywhere besides his chest, if you recall?
I do not recall.
No further questions for this witness.
Okay. Do you have any questions of this officer? Okay. Any other witnesses?
Does the board have any?
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that. You guys are important. I'm sorry. Okay.
That was Nancy who reminded me.
Board have any questions? Okay. Now.
switch with him next week.
Sure. Yeah, you can stay right there.
I'd like to call a police service technician, John Williams. He's employed by the Meriden Police Department in the police service technician role. Just for the board's awareness, he's also a detective with another law enforcement agency now. But he's here in his capacity with Meriden. Mr. Williams, can you please tell the board a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm currently, I work for the City of Meriden part-time in the Detective Bureau as a technician. I retired from the Detective Bureau in 2017. I worked for the City of Naugatuck as a police officer, and then subsequently 3 years ago, I was promoted to detective there. I'm currently detective assigned to the Major Crimes Unit.
In your current role with the Meriden Police Department, what are your duties?
For the Meriden Police Department, my sole duty is to take pistol permits from step A to step Z. I complete all the backgrounds, I complete the permits, the forms. I send the permits to the chief of police with a suggestion on a denial or approval, and the chief makes the ultimate decision.
And in the course of those job responsibilities, did you have dealings with appellant?
Personally, no, but through the background investigation, yes.
Okay. And can you describe for the board what background investigation you did relative to appellant's pistol permit application at the City of Meriden?
Sure. So the first thing I did was review the actual application. The application is 4 pages. One page asks a series of questions, so I go through everything that the appellant places on the application. Once I look through the entire application, I then start the background process. I go through the City of Meriden Police Department's in-house next-gen system. I run a series of 16 checks through NCIC. I run some checks through some other state agencies as well, including adult probation. During all those background checks, I found that the appellant was arrested in 2018 for felony assault for stabbing an individual she was in a relationship with. And I found that that stabbing occurred in 2018. She was arrested in 2018 for felony assault. And the courts in Meriden issued a full protect, no contact protective order in 2018. The appellant went through the court process. The appellant was given a diversionary program in 2019 and placed on 1 year's probation. That probation ended in June of 2020. In June of 2020, the protective order was rescinded by the courts because the court case was adjudicated. And when that protective order was rescinded, less than 2 years later, the appellant applied for a pistol permit with the City of Meriden. The question on the application clearly asked within the previous 5 years, been the subject of protective order, restraining order, regardless of the outcome of the criminal case. The appellant had a protective order up to about 21 months before she applied for a pistol permit, but she checked off no. The issuing authority there believes that that in itself makes the application null and void because the appellant is required to be truthful on the application. The appellant is then required to sign the application, swear to the truthfulness in front of a notary public. The appellant did complete that task. However, the application was wrong. She did not fill out the information properly. She did not disclose that she had a protective order in what municipality she had the protective order in. Once I got to that stage, I then continued with the background check, and I found through the background investigation starting around 2011 through and culminating to the stabbing on 2018, the appellant had a history of violent behavior in the City of Meriden. She was arrested several times, which all those cases were nollied, and the individuals that investigated them have since retired. So we obviously cannot present any evidence on those here. However, each arrest, some of the arrests involved using weapons, and they all involve alcoholic beverage use. And because of that pattern of behavior from 2011 through 2018, culminating in the stabbing arrest, the issuing authority denied her a temporary state pistol permit.
Okay. I don't think I have any further questions for this witness.
Would you like to ask the witness any questions? Does the board have any questions? Okay, thank you, I guess. So now it's your turn. You can tell us what you'd like us to know. And please speak up.
Right. Okay. So since 2018, I have matured. I am a homeowner. I did go through a tough, past. I was younger, ignorant. You live and you learn from your mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah, I answered that.
Any questions for the appellant?
Ma'am, you acknowledged stabbing that party in 2018, correct?
Correct. It was, yeah.
How many times did you stab him?
What happened was, we were both, we left the bar, we were intoxicated. We started arguing. I was in the kitchen. And we were tussling.
At?
One time.
Did you also stab that person in the back?
No.
No? Was your boyfriend at the time flown by LifeStar to a trauma center?
I think so.
You think so? Okay. You acknowledge that in the past, alcohol was a problem for you?
No.
You still drink alcohol?
No.
When's the last time you had a drink?
It's been about going on a year.
No further questions.
Does the board have any questions?
I do. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? And what I'm getting at is, I'd like to hear from you enough about yourself to convince us that you would be a responsible user of a handgun and having a pistol permit to carry.
I work a lot. I start at 4:30 a.m. I'm a mobile phlebotomist. I work in a nursing home. I've been there 12 years as an aide. I'm always working. More so, it being now that I'm a homeowner, it's more of a, you know, protection. It's a scary world nowadays.
Anything else?
Anybody?
I guess I'll go. I know we asked the question, when was the last time you had a drink of alcohol?
About a year.
You said going on a year.
Yeah, about a year.
So to me, when you say about a year, that's about July of 2023?
About, yeah.
All right. And this incident with the stabbing was 2018. So from 2018 to July of 2023, you continued to drink?
Occasionally.
Did you have any, have you had any treatment programs or, you know, regarding alcohol use and abuse?
I did a program, yeah. I had a DUI and I had to do classes and stuff like that.
When was your DUI?
That was back, I don't know what.
After the stabbing?
Before, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, did you go to any programs as a result of the stabbing, though? Not that the
DUI
would be mandatory, but how about the stabbing?
Yeah.
What program did you have in court? How did you get the case dismissed? Where did you get the knife?
We were in the kitchen.
Okay, the knife was in the kitchen? And it was just right out of the drawer, out of a knife stand?
Right on top of the sink where you put the dishes. Mm-hmm.
Was your intent to kill him when you did that?
No.
What was your intent?
We were both just, intoxicated, drunk. And I was trying to open something, I can't remember. And then we just started arguing.
All right, and then did he hit you? Okay. When in that argument, you say argument, but it was more than that. It was a physical fight, and then and you stabbed. After you stabbed him, what happened then? What did you do? Did you?
We rushed to the hospital.
Did you drive him to the hospital? You did. And he was arrested also. What happened to his case?
They just allowed me that.
They both got them dismissed. Do you see that as a pretty serious thing? What would have happened had there been a gun on the counter? I mean, that's what we're trying to decide, and what the issuing authority is having to decide. All right, thanks.
Any other questions? Were you defending yourself at the time you stabbed him?
Yes.
What did he do that made you realize you'd think you needed to stab him?
He had me by my neck.
I'm sorry?
He had me by my neck.
Was he choking?
He just grabbed me by my neck.
And then you picked up the knife and?
No, I was by the counter trying to get, like, I don't know, if it was a can of tuna raviolis, I can't remember. And that's how I, we started tussling, like, get off of me, and.
So, when he grabbed you by the neck, did you already have the knife?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions by the board?
What would you be presenting to have us overturn the issuing authority's decision to deny your pistol permit? What do you, and I think the doctor was referring to, what are you presenting? This is your opportunity to say, hey, I think I should have my pistol permit because of this, that, and whatever. So you have to present something.
If you were ever in a situation like that again, how would you handle yourself?
Oh, I'll just run, I'll walk away. I don't want to go through what I went through again. Mm-hmm.
So even if, what would you do if you were in a situation like that again and your gun was out on the counter? Let's say you had just come in from, you know, taking some practice at a range and the gun was there.
I wouldn't put it to use. I'd rather just get maced.
Mm-hmm. Or leave.
Away, or leave, yeah.
Anything else that you want to share with us that would convince us that you're would be a responsible pistol permit holder?
Like I said, a lot of it was due to my drinking. I have changed. I've grown up a lot. And I wouldn't want to go through any of that again, back and forth before. It was scary.
So do you feel like you've made a permanent decision not to use alcohol again?
Yes.
In the future? You're just going to be an
abstinence? I haven't been in any problems. And I've been.
So you're going to be a total abstinence person? No drinking at all?
I've been good since.
Okay.
No issues.
Okay.
Drinking brought a lot of problems into my life.
Okay.
Well, your drinking didn't end soon after. Your drinking ended last year. Coming
yeah,
up
but
by
not
year.
As bad. It was bad. Like, I used to drink often.
Okay.
After 2018, can you describe what your use of alcohol was? Was it mainly social? Did you ever have any episodes since 2018 where you were intoxicated?
No, not after that DUI and the whole situation.
Yeah. I think the DUI was before 2018. I could be wrong, but I think it was.
It's listed as 2017.
Anything else? Okay, if you'd like to make a brief closing statement, you can. Like, why do you think we should give you the permit?
Recreational, for safety.
Yeah. Okay, I know it's hard to articulate some of this stuff. Okay. Closing statement.
I think that the issuing authority stands by its decision, given the history of violence with the appellant and the clear and sworn inaccuracy on a sworn document and a very clear question about time frames and whether she had an order. We were entitled to a full and accurate presentation. We weren't given that. And with all due respect to the appellant, you know, she claims that she has stopped drinking, but by her own admission, was a substantially heavier drinker, at one point causing lots of problems in her life. She hasn't presented any evidence of current participation in any counter-alcohol programs, whether it's AA or other things. And when she applied for her pistol permit, it was still in the timeframe when she was drinking, and overall, the appellant, or excuse me, the issuing authority just does not believe that appellant is suitable to carry a firearm in the city of Meriden or elsewhere based on her history and decision-making.
Comments by the board? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to a vote. We'll start at that end of the table this time. Okay, so Dr. Conrad.
I feel that the appellant is contrite with reference to her previous history, and I'm pleased to hear that she's been abstinent for just about a year. I think I would like a little bit more time and proof of continued abstinence to feel completely comfortable. So I'm going to uphold the issuing authority, but at this time, and would encourage you to continue with your abstinence. You've obviously been gainfully employed. You have two jobs. You're saved enough to be a homeowner. You seem to be a very responsible person. I'd like to see you reapply in the future.
Okay. Mr. Gray.
I'm going to second that. It seems like you're moving in the right direction, but with the serious nature of events that have happened, including 2018 having someone critically injured, it sounds like I would have to go with the issuing authority.
Okay, Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And I will vote for the issuing authority at this time. The stabbing was relatively recent, and I think some more time should lapse before a permit would be considered. So thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
How's it going?